And now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. Today we follow up with Claudio and Anna Kuselin. Last year we heard about their 5-year-old daughter, Bianca, who was in remission from a brain tumor. Not long after, however, her cancer relapsed. The couple recently returned to the StoryCorps Atlanta booth to share some time and talk about receiving the news and their young daughter's final weeks.
Once we relapsed and also heard there was a second tumor, things kind of felt very heavy that day. And our only other option was to go and look at radiation, which we kind of eliminated in the beginning due to all the hazards involved. You know, I guess we're just trying to do what we can and support her and keep her happy and just love her.
Did you still have hope at that time that she would live?
Yeah, I think that at that time there was still hope, yeah, for sure.
So when did you lose hope that Bianca would live, and how did you feel knowing that she will die and having her still with us?
I think that would be the day when we finished her first dose of radiation. I brought her home that day, and she was really lethargic, but then she got sick, violently sick. We didn't really know what was going on, and we called 911 and had the ambulance come and get her, take her to the hospital, and we found out that her tumor burst and was bleeding into her brain, so she was hemorrhaging. That day, seeing her in the ER was probably when I lost hope, because the doctor said that really her chances of recovering were slim, and somehow, miraculously, she recovered and was with us for another month or two.
We knew the end was coming, but she was still with us. I know it was hard for me not to grieve her while she was still with us, and I was trying so hard, but it was really hard balancing not having hope and having your child still with you. So,
yeah, I'd say that was challenging, and I was just trying to be present for her. Every day that we had her after that was kind of a gift. I mean, it's still beautiful to be able to see your child and touch her and feel her and interact with your child. That's such a huge extension of your heart and your life. And that's when we prepared to put her on hospice and keep her at home and just be with her.
So did you ever talk to Bianca about going to heaven and death?
I think we talked a little bit, 'cause I think she kind of knew deep down what was going on.
She did. She asked me questions all the time about God and what happens to us when we die. And the one time I'll never forget, she dropped on the kitchen floor. I said, "What are you doing, Bianca?" And she said, "I'm praying to God to go live with him so I can eat whatever I want and make rain and sunshine." So I'll never forget that. And that was before we found out she relapsed. And I knew there and then that she was getting ready, and I was thinking to myself, this is not a good sign. But she felt so at peace, and she had such a strong faith that made me feel more comfortable that she was at peace. And, you know, that she's our angel right now, watching for us.
Is there a message or lesson to be learned from our short time with Bianca?
She taught me about love and life so much, and how she approached her fight and her cancer. When I asked her how she was doing, she always would answer, "I'm good," with a smile. She approached her battle with courage, grace, and smile, and that's what I would like to approach my life with, and live like she lived her life. She's my true inspiration.
That was Anna and Claudio Kuselin talking about their 5-year-old daughter, Bianca. She passed away last summer. To see a few photos of Bianca and to learn more about the StoryCorps project, visit us online at wabe.org/StoryCorps. This story was produced for WABE by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center.